Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Travel writer and Lonely Planet author Fionn Davenport joins me for the ultimate guide. Fionn, what are we going to talk about today?
Ciara, it's the question that everybody asks all the time. If I had a penny for every time I've been asked, I would have 110 pennies. It's the ultimate guide to how to get cheaper flights.
So when I saw this earlier today, I was a bit cynical.
You should be.
There are no cheap flights left, well, Fionn Davenport.
No, since COVID, we have seen definitely a creep upwards. And it's the direction of travel, unfortunately, is one way only. We're traveling upwards. And however, no. Okay, let's get through because I have a whole bunch of tips.
You do.
Like, first of all, there are some very clever tips. There are some very obvious ones. I'll get through them. Be destination flexible, right? Number one. Okay, it's an obvious one. Like, if your dates are set, let your destination do the moving, okay? So, now, you can't get a deal to Portugal, try Spain. I'm just saying, this is like, if you allow for that flexibility, chances are you're going to have far more choice, which means lower prices. Travel outside the peak season, that's an obvious one. Once peak, like, for example, I'm going away next week, and it's half term, and it's like I'm being charged like
why are you going away next week?
Because my wife is a primary school teacher and can only travel in peak season. So that's the way it goes. Obviously, if you are a regular flyer, you will know this, but use your points and loyalty schemes. So, for example, sign up for Avios programs like Air Club with Aer Lingus or BA Executive Club. Now, the other thing as well, you can gain Avios points in a million different ways, in hotel bookings, car bookings, et cetera, et cetera. And if you build up those Avios points, you can use those for cheaper flights.
Okay, so just make sure you're using Avios when you're trying to build up those points.
Be smart. Pack smart, save big is another obvious one. It's like if you're traveling with your other half, do you need two suitcases? Maybe just pack the one. You know, I mean, again, these are very obvious. Try indirect routes. Look, if the direct route turns out to be really expensive and you have the time, go via a hub like Amsterdam or Madrid or whatever. It can be much, much cheaper than flying direct, particularly for long haul. As on that same theme, consider a different airport. So sometimes the trick isn't necessarily changing the destination, it's changing the airport. Flying out of Dublin, fine. You're being charged X. What, try Belfast or Cork? You can get much cheaper flights that way sometimes.
Yeah, I've done it. I've flown to Belfast City Airport. Fantastic.
There you go.
It's really simple airport to fly out of.
So then you've got, keep an eye on the sales, obviously. There's Black Friday, Stephen's Day, seasonal promos, flash sales. All of these can knock
And are they all legit? See, this is cynic in me. I'm like,
it's a bit, yeah, but Black Friday, so I hate, like, I am cynical about Black Friday. It's like, wow, you're charging me the price that the thing cost in June before we didn't notice it creep up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're like, you're gone back to like a more average read. Sure. But having said that, that's the world in which we live.
So the big St. Stephen's Day sales, you think they're real?
Yeah, part of it, because the travel industry works, is that they want to secure as much early income as they can in order then so they can pay for the holidays that they're paying for later in the summer. So early booking, so they incentivize, particularly travel agents, operators, etc., will incentivize you with early deals. And so it might necessarily even be like cheaper fares, but it might be better upgrades. So this hotel room will cost you X, but you know what, we'll upgrade you to a deluxe. And it's all to secure that early booking. And they start really early, like November, December for the following summer.
Do you know two of the features I absolutely love on websites? Sky scanners everywhere.
Ah, here. Ah, look at Ciara. Ciara.
I go on that. I'll probably go on that tonight just because let me see where I could go this weekend if I had 50 quid. I'm not going anywhere by the day, by the way, but I
but
love
it. You can't
it.
Because you're tied. Do you see the chains that tie you to this desk?
Yeah.
That's it. That's the way it goes.
And there's three more chains
so Sky Scanner.
That is brilliant.
So now we start with the tools that perhaps people aren't fully familiar with. So Skyscanner and Google Flights should be your best friends. So they have like everywhere or cheapest month to see where and when the bargains are hiding. So use these comparison sites, set up fare alerts so the price drops come directly into your inbox, and then book directly with the airline. Don't book with a third party, because in the event of changes or anything happen, you're going to have a nightmare trying to get your money back, whereas it's much, much easier to change your ticket, etc., if you're booking directly with the airline. Okay?
Okay.
Here's another one. When you're booking, and we all book and go, ooh, I don't know about that. Book, set your browser to incognito.
And how do you do that?
So there's, in whether Safari or Chrome or whatever browser you're using, there'll be a setting for go incognito, which means it hides basically your IP address. And the key, now, it's not for any nefarious purpose. It's effectively to stop tracker cookies. That's what it's trying to do. Because what you want to do is it stops price creep. So say, for example, you type in right now, I want to fly to Lagos on the 17th of December. And then you realize, oh, I don't know yet. I might. And then you go back the next day.
And they've gone up.
See, the computer has remembered. See, they know. And so they have these tracker cookies. So if you go with incognito, you can mask your IP address. There's an even more you can go with this. And it's, okay, so look, obviously, if you can move your trip by even 2 or 3 days, you're often going to see a massive difference in price.
And you do get that option often when you're booking flights, don't you? Add 2 or 3 days or 4 or 5 days or 7 days. They will ask you, can you be flexible?
And it goes back to that Skyscanner tip. So a whole month will give you like what dates that flights turn out to be cheaper. Now, again, we're assuming here that you have flexibility that you can, you know, build into your travel plan. Okay, so timing. I get asked this. When is the best time to book a flight? Now, as a rule of thumb, for international fares, 2 to 8 months in advance. Okay?
That's quite broad.
Yeah, no, I know. So book early for
Can
peak season.
Can you be
season.
More specific?
So 8 months for peak season. Okay? And last minute bargains in low season. That would be, look, it's not science. It's a rule of thumb. I can tell you, because like the earlier you book for peak season, the better your chance of securing a deal. In low season, when operators, airlines are trying to dump trying to get rid of stuff as, and at the last minute for low season, which is traditionally when fewer people travel, again, you increase your chance of getting a good deal.
Okay, so if you're going away next summer, it's now.
Do it now.
You should be booking.
Absolutely.
I'd be leaving it at the very bitter end to see if I can get a bargain. You're saying no, highly unlikely. The bargains or the best value is if you book between now and Christmas.
Yes. No. Well, sorry, for next year.
For next
year.
Yeah.
Now, I'll cover this one in a minute. It's called Hidden City, but like I'll talk about it in a second. It really applies to travel in the US primarily. But here's another one. The airlines will never thank me for this, but look at other countries' versions of airline sites. So let's just pick a friendly airline that operates out of Dublin and indeed Stansted. Look at you can look at the .ie version, but if you look at the .de version or the .it version,
you get different prices, perhaps?
You can do. Okay, yes, you can. Or look at .co.uk. And one of the ways to do that is using a VPN. Because invariably, so you know a VPN is a thing that hides where you're going from. So oftentimes, if I type in, say, Ryanair.de, obviously my IP address will say Ireland, so it'll default to Ryanair.com, the Irish. But if I use a VPN, I can check to see like what an Italian person might be charged for the exact same flight.
And what's driving that? And we're not talking about any
dynamic pricing.
Airline.
Everything is dynamic pricing. Everything is based on where there's greater demand, ticket prices go up. That's just the nature of travel costs.
Okay, so go incognito, use VPN price testing.
Delete your cookies before a final purchase. That's really key, because your cookies are designed to remember everything. They remember your choices, but they remember your desire. So you want to travel on the 17th of December to Lagos? Well, guess what? The airline will go, oh, Kira really wants to go on the 17th of December. I'll tell you what, we're going to see, oh, look, the fare has crept up.
I thought that was me just being utterly paranoid.
No,
but no, that
no,
is
no, no,
true.
No, 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 no. It's the way it works. Okay. And look, there, you know, I mentioned, so there's a tool like Skiplagged. Okay. So Skiplagged is the, you should Google that. And it looks, now, the only problem is that it look like there's a way of kind of going, you want to fly, say, New York to Orlando, But what you do is it might be cheaper if you book New York, Orlando. If you book New York, Dallas via Orlando, the New York to Orlando part might actually turn out to be cheaper. But use it sparingly because of bags and you lose points, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay. There's also mistake fare communities. What is that about?
Yeah. So things like sign up to groups like Secret Flying, Fly for Free, as in number four, Airfare Watchdog. And what they do is they alert you to airline pricing errors. And they can be up to like 60 or 90%.
Okay, there's amazing advice there, Fionn. I know there was more, but there was lots of good stuff there. I am going to get Googling flights this evening. Thank you to Fionn Davenport.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.